Kirbos, a good morning. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Yavamos daf Mem Dalet. Today we're going to start with the Mishnah with some concepts that we've been taking for granted throughout the Masechta, but here's the first time we're really going to see them in a Mishnah primarily, and then we're going to come on to some other discussions of what exactly creates an Isser Erva, even though that discussion is not primarily here, but we're going to have that, a Mishnah that touches upon that as well. So let's get into the Mishnah here. I'm Mem Gimel Mabez. Arba achin esuna arba noshin. There are four brothers married to four women who are not related, and vamesu, and they die. Now the Gemara is going to actually point out that there are more brothers here because you know you need someone to do yibum. But okay, let's say there are four brothers who married to four women who are not related, and vamesu, they all die. And ratzah gadol shebehem liyabim is kula and harishus biado. Now obviously it doesn't mean that the oldest one who died can do yibum, but it means if the oldest of the remaining brothers, if he wants to do yibum with all of them. So that is allowed. That is permissible. And as we've been seeing before, right? Again, if a guy is married to two women, so then he can only do yibum on one of them. But if they're from four separate houses, as the Gemara has said before, four different batim, that person can do right. He has four separate cases of yibum. He's allowed to do yibum on all four of them. And on the other hand, but if someone's married to two wives, so then biyasa ochalitzasa shall achas mein puteres tzarasa. Then right, you can only do bia yibum or chalitza with one of them, and the other one is going to be potter. Right, again, this is a concept we've been seeing the entire mesecta. Haiza achas ksheira veachas pesula. Let's say one of the two women, right, again, who was a kosher to marry the kahuna. Rashi says. One is possible. Let's say, for example, one of the wives was previously divorced, so she's no longer allowed to marry a Kohen anyway. So if you do Chalitza with her, so then you're not changing her status. But if he does Chalitza, let's say, with the other one, so then you're going to make her possible the Kahuna. So then that the Mishnah says that's not okay. You should line them up. Meaning, if you can do Chalitza, so then Chalitza Psula, you should do it with the one who's already possible the Kahuna, because otherwise you're going to possible the other one. And if you're going to do Yibum, you can do yibum. You should do yibum with the kosher one. Tachas is you really could do yibum with either one. Right again, when we say that if the guy is a kohen, right, obviously he's only able to do yibum with the kosher one. But really, yibum he could do with either one if he's Yisrael. Okay, so the Gemara just points out as we mentioned in the explanation of the Mishnah. Arba achin zakadaitach. Really, there are only four brothers here, so who's doing the yibum? Zela no ima arba me'achin. It means four of the brothers. In the family that were involved. Harshus biyado, so again, if a guy wants to do yibum with all four of the women, so that's okay. So Gemara says, v'shavki lai, really? We're really going to let him do that? V'tanya, and then their b'risa, v'kor lo z'gnei iro, again, this is in the parsha of yibum, right? They bring him the yavam to come to Beis Din to do yibum, v'chalitza, etc. Hein v'lo shluchin, right? They tell him, right? They are going to, the ones who speak to him, and not the shluchim, not the shluchim Beis Din. The Dibroi love, and they speak to him, and they give him good advice. What's the good advice? Shemhaya, who yelled, who's Zakena, who's Zakin, who yelled, if there was a big age discrepancy between the Yavam and the Yavama in either direction, so then Omer Lo, they say to him, Malacha Itzel Yavda, Malacha Itzel Zakena, right? What do you need to bother with this, right? What do you need to deal with this young girl or this young guy, or the old woman, or whatever, right? Whichever direction? And Kilcha, it's Itzel. Shekamoscha, right? Why don't you find somebody who is like you, meaning of your age? Don't make a problem, right? Don't make any issues, right, in your own house. So we see we're going to give him advice, right? Since the guy's gonna marry four women, right? That's a lot of it. Rashi says the concern here is that he'll be able to, not that it's illegal or usher, but the issue is that he won't have enough money to support all of them. Right, you can have four wives, you're not going to have enough parnasa to support them, so that's a big problem. So Rashi points out that, right? So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha de efshalei. No, it could be, de efshalei, right? Rashi says, She'asher hu, maybe he's rich. V'yachal is onami, he can support four wives, and no problem. So the Gemara says, okay, yachay filu tu v'nami. Well, if that's true, so what's the example of four? That's a random number. So why you could do more. So the Gemara says, Eitz Atova Kamashmala, therefore we're giving you a good, the Mishnah is giving good advice. Because Dalit in Tfelo, four, yes, but not more. Because Kehechi Dinimtaya Ona Bachodesh. Because we want to be able to make sure that this guy is able to perform the mitzvah of Ona each month. And that's a reference to the Gemara. That's a Gemara elsewhere. Where is that Gemara? Exuvus, right? And the Gemara is Does Rashi quote it over here? I don't remember. Okay, the Gemara Ksuvos discusses how often. Yeah, there it is. In Rashi, Dibur Maskol Ona Bechodesh. The Gemara Ksuvos Daf Samach Beis, right, discusses how many times a person is supposed to be with his wife, and it depends. Depends on how often he is home. So it's just assuming he's a Talmud Chacham, for example. Rashi says, right, the time of the Talmud Chacham is once a week on Erev Shabbos on Friday night. So if you have four wives, so he'll be able to do it once a month, but once meaning with each wife. But if you're telling me they're married to more than four wives, so then each wife, one of the wives is going to lose out. It's going to be more often. It's going to be less often than once a month, and so that's not appropriate, right? You want to make sure that you can do the mitzvah of Ona appropriately without a delay. Okay, Mishaya Nasu, again, someone who is married, right? Again, if you're married to two wives, right, and he dies, so then you could do, right? We learned that one, you could do leave Yim Chalitza on one of them, and that will potter the other one. So the Gemara says, why? Right? We've been assuming that that's true the entire time, but why is that true? V'niyab and Tervayu. So why can't you do both of them? So Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Abba Kral, because the pasuk says, "Asher lo yivneh as beis achiv, beis echad ubona vein bona v'shnei batim." Right? It's only one house the pasuk is talking about, not two. Okay, v'nachlutz l'dervayu. So do chalitza with both of them. So Gemara says, "Amar mar zitra bar tuvia, Amar Kral," because the pasuk says, "Beis chalutz anal." Again, same idea. Beis echad ucholitz vein cholitz shnei batim. You should only do one and not two. Okay, so fine. So split it. So niyabim l'chada v'nachlutz l'chada. So do one with even with one and chalitza with the other. So Amar Kral. The pasuk says, "In lo yachbots." That if he doesn't want to do yibum, he has to do chalitza. Ha chafetz yabim. If he wants to do yibum, right, then he should do yibum. And the drasha we've seen before, kol ha olu yibum, olu lechalitza, kol sheino olu yibum, ain olu lechalitza. I mean, you have to be able to do yibum and chalitza with it has to be two sides of the same coin. You can't just do yibum with one and chalitza with the other if the opportunity to do yibum did not exist. Right? If you just told me that you can only do yibum with one of the wives. Now you tell me you have to do yibum with one and chalitza with the other. Right, the chalitza with the other is not a thing because you can't do yibum with the other. So it has to be two sides of the same coin. So therefore, we're not going to allow you to do yibum with one and chalitza with the other. So ve'od, another reason, shelo yomru beis miktsasu banai miktsasu chalitz. Now you shouldn't say that that he built part of the house of the brothers, right? I guess the brother's not inheritance, whatever the house. Yeah, the bais. That's the Gemara keeps on using that phrase. Right? He built half the house of the brother, and the other one he kicked out to the street. He did chalitza. So Gemara says, what kind of problem is that? Be'omru, let them say that. So Gemara says, yeah, on a chenami, idem yabim b'hadar chalitza chenami. That if he's going to do yibum first and then chalitza, fine, that's fine. Again, we're not concerned with rumors here. We're concerned with halacha. Okay, let people talk. Say he only did half a job. Who cares? So, in economy, so if he would have done yibum and then chalitza, then that would be fine. Ela dilma chalitz v'adar miyabim. Well, no, the problem is, maybe the guy will do chalitza first. And then do yibum, and that's a problem, because if it comes below yibane, right, then you're going to have the issue of alo yivne, that he's not allowed to do yibum with a woman who he did chalitza with first, or with a house, really, that he did chalitza first. So if he does chalitza with the first woman, he's now no longer allowed to do yibum with the second woman, and that would be a problem. So Gemara says, okay, ve'ima ki ika chada tizkai mitzvah yibum, ki ika tar tilo tizkai mitzvah yibum. Okay, but maybe we should explain that if there's only a mitzvah of yibum, if there's one wife. If there's two, maybe there is no mitzvah of yibum and chalitza. So Gemara says, okay, but in came tzaras erva, the asar achman alamavi. Okay, well, if that's true, so then why do you need a pasuk? Right? We had a pasuk beginning of the Masechta. We needed a drasha to teach me that a tzaras erva, the co-wife of an erva, right, needs, is not, is azar. Right, so again, you don't need that if you're telling me that if there's any scenario when there are two wives, that there's no mitzvah yibum. So Gemara says, "Hashda beiz ba'alma amarta lav b'nei chalitza v'yibum." Then who tars ever mibaya? Meaning you don't need that drasha. So you wouldn't need that. So then Gemara says, "No, alam alo. No, you still might need the drasha. Why not? Why don't you need the drasha? It's trich. Maybe you would need the drasha." Because you might have thought that the erva is not even bechlal involved in the parsha of yibum. Right? Again, I'm not going to do yibum on your daughter. So therefore, maybe when this guy has two wives and one of them is your daughter, he really only for you has one wife. Technically, so the Gemara says, "Kamash malan da'asira." So therefore, it must be, right, that the drasha is that she's aser. So that takes us back to the kasha. Right? So maybe yibum chalitza is only when there's one wife, but not when there's two. Right, the only problem we had that was that why do we have a drasha with tsarasa? Well, the reason we have a drasha with tsarasa is because you might have thought that if there's a erva, that the tsarasa is the co-wife is only one is the only one who's legit, and therefore you should do Yibum with her. So Kamash Malan, that's not true that she's Potter. So why do we say, how do you know that there's a mitzvah Yibum to do Yibum or Chalitza when there are more than one wife? So Kamash says, Eli Yivimto, Yivimto, Riba. Really, no. It says Yivimto, Yivimto. That includes a scenario where there are two wives, right, or more, right, that into the halacha of Yibum. Okay. Haisa Achas Kshera. Right, and Achas Psula, right, if one is right, the case at the top of the daf, if one wife was kosher, one wife was puzzle, right, you should line it up, Chalitza with the puzzle one, kosher, Yibum with the kosher one, Amar Rav Yosef, Kan Shana Rebbe, Lo Yishbech Adam, Meboro, Vachem, Tzrichim Lahem. And this is what Rebbe said, that this idea, this Midos Dick Vort, that if a person should spill out his water, if other people need it. Meaning, in Ekonami, for this guy, it's not relevant. Right? For him to do Chalitza, doesn't matter. Let him do Chalitza with whoever he wants. Right? It doesn't affect him. He might passel her to somebody else. He might passel her from the kahuna. What does he care? So that's what Rebbe said. And no, it's not appropriate. Make sure to take other people into consideration. If it's going to sweat off your back, that's to do Chalitza with the one who's already passel the kahuna, as opposed to the one who's still kosher, then you would theoretically mess her up. Okay, new Mishnah now. Hamatzir grushaso vanosu chalutzaso vanosu krovus chalutzaso yotzi vavlad mamzir divrei Rebbe Akiva. This is a machlokas we're going to see later. What creates mamzerus? Is there just a regular iser lav, like Rabbi Akiva says over here, a regular iser, or an iser kares? We're going to see a shita of Rabbi Yeshua as his iser misas beizden. Right, when the union, when the bia is forbidden in some way by the Torah, what level of seriousness of the iser is going to create mamzerus when the kid is going to be a mamzer? So here, Rabbi Akiva is his own shita, obviously, that it's an iser lav. Anytime there's any type of iser lav, don't marry such and such a woman, even if it's not an iser kares, just an iser lav is going to create mamzerus. So, therefore, hamachzer grushaso. If a person remarries a woman he divorced, and Rashi points out the important point, after she married someone else, that's usher. A person is certainly allowed to change his mind and remarry the woman he divorced, but not if she's married someone else in between. That's usher. Fanosi chalutzaso. Someone, again, likewise, if someone marries a woman he did chalitza with, that's also usher. Fanosi krovas chalutzaso. Someone who marries the relative of someone who's he did chalitza with. So that is usher. And Rabbi Kiva says that the kids are mamzerim, rachamano litzlan. Fachachamim omer, the chachamim say, ain't of lad mamzer. That is not true. Modim, the chachamim agree, but no say krovas grushaso, shev lad mamzer. But they will agree that if a person marries the karov, the relative of someone who divorced, right, that will create mamzeris. We're going to have to discuss exactly what's going on over here. But again, pashup shat, right, if you look at Rashi, right, there are gurushasho ki ishto, right, and the person, if a guy is married to a woman, he divorces her, so she's still technically considered to be halakhically his wife, and therefore her sister is still usher to that guy. Again, the Isra, as we've been saying, that the Isra of Isha, Achos Isha, exists until the woman dies. If the woman is divorced and the relationship doesn't exist, he's still not allowed to marry her sister. Right? That is going to be an erva, and that's what the Chachamim agree, that that's going to be a mamzer. Now, the Gemara asks, Savar Rabbi Kiva, Hanosi Krovas, Chalutasi, Ovlad, Mamzer. The Gemara says, one second. Rabbi Kiva really holds that if you marry the Karov, the relative of someone you did Chalitza with, the kid's going to be a mamzer? Right, that was the third case, right? If you remember in the Mishnah, Amareish Lakish Kan Shana Rebbe Achos Grusha Midivrei Torah Achos Chalutza Midivrei Sofrim. That's a Dinder Abana, right? Again, Rabbi Kiva, even though he's going to say that there are going to be a lot of Isurim that create Mamzerus, a Dinder Abana is not going to create Mamzerus, right? Marrying the relative of a Chalutza, the Krovas Chalutza, so that's a Dinder Abana. Why does that create Mamzerus? As Kumar says, Tani Krovas Grushashu. In Ekonami, no, really change the words. And it's saying that it's a Krova of someone you divorced. And that's what we said at the end, right? That's the case at the end of the Mishnah. Right? Krovas Krovas Grushashu, right? If you divorce a woman to marry her sister, that's already Usher, and that's going to create Mamzeris. That is for sure a Din De'oraisa. And Ekonami Mistabra, and it makes a lot of sense. Kedikatani Seifa. Because the last case of the Mishnah, right? What did we say? Modim benose krovas grushaso shavlat mamzer. Right? Well, that was exactly the case we quoted at the end. The chachamim agree that the kid is a mamzer. So imarta b'shlama ayriba hayned katani modim. So okay, so if that's the case we were talking about, that's why the Mishnah therefore immediately jumps and says that the chachamim agree in that case. Eli imarta lo ayriba my modim. Anyway, but if that's not what we're talking about, where do you bring this in? All of a sudden, the Chachamim agree. In this case, if that wasn't what we were discussing, why would we even say that? So Gemara says, well, the Dilma Kamash Malan, the Yesh Mamzer Bechavi Krizus. Well, maybe that's what they're trying to point out, that the Chachamim agree that there's going to be Mamzeris in a case where the marriage is Aser, is a Chayiv Karetz. So Gemara says, no, Hakatayala, come on. What do you mean? We learned that already. Right? That's not already, but that's actually a little bit later. In a couple of days, we're going to learn that. Ezu Mamzer, Kol She'er Basar Shehu, below Yavo, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva says, what creates Mamzeris? Rabbi Akiva says, anything that is Aser. Rabbi Shimon, Timni, Omer, Atemani, Omer, Kol Chayiv, Shechayiv, and Love, Kares, B'di Shemayim, anybody who gets Kares, Valach, Kedvarav, and that's Halacha, right? That's what the Chachamim hold, that Kares creates Mamzeris. You don't need to teach me that here. Where it says, okay, but Dilma Kasosim Lantana, Rabbi Shimon, Atemani. Well, maybe Rabbi set up a Stam Mishnah to teach us that the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, Atemani. So, okay, if that's true, listen to Shark Harvey Creases. Okay, but if that's true, so talk about, I don't know, a kid with your mother. It was very, very weird. Krovas Kushosu Lamali. It's a very random example to teach us that Stam Mishnah that Halacha is if Chayvi Creases create Mamzerus. So, Gemara says, Elish Mamina Diary, but no, it must be that was what we were talking about. And that's what Rabbi Akiva really was dealing with. And it shouldn't say Krovas Chalutzoso, it should say Krovas Gerushoso. One second. But how do you know necessarily that you were talking about that? Right? We said that Umodim, maybe the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Akiva. Must be that was the last case we discussed. No, what do you mean? Maybe that's just the logical next step. Right? You brought me three cases. Right? The first case was someone who, if you remarry a woman you divorced, then the next case is if you marry someone who you did chalitza with, that's similar. Then you talked about someone who's related to a woman you did chalitza with. The next logical step, right? If you're playing that game, what comes next? Right? Is someone who is a relative of a woman you divorced. Right? Someone, you talk about a divorcee, then you talk about a woman you did chalitza with, then we talked about the relatives of someone you did chalitza with, now we're back to the relatives of a woman you divorced. So that makes a lot of sense. That the Gemara would just throw that, the Mishnah would just throw that out there as the next logical case. The Chachamim agree. So Gemara says, you're right. In a Chanami, fine. Ella, Krovus Chalutzas, Rabbi Kiva, Havi Mamzer. Rather, meaning Rabbi Kiva, really we're talking about a Krovus Chalutzas. But back to the original Kasha, isn't that a Dindar Rabbanan? So, not exactly. Rabbi Kiva holds it's a Dindorai, so it's an Isser love. Amar Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right, Hainu Tam de Rabbi Kiva, Amar Kro, Beis Chalutzanal, right, now Kosuv, Kro, Beiso, that the Torah calls it his house, meaning the Kro, Beiso, that the Beis Chalutzanal, so it's as if, quote-unquote, they were halachically married, not really, but it's considered as if they were Beiso, and therefore, it's a din d'oraisa, it's an ishalav, to marry the relative of a woman you did chalitza with. Okay, fine. Now, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Revi. Hakol Modim V'machzer Grushaso. Everybody agrees. If you remarry a woman who you divorced, and again, this is we're talking about a woman who. I apologize. They're not necessarily talking about a woman who got married in between. Does it say that? No, it's just popping into my head. Is this parallel to the Mishnah? I actually don't know. Okay, again, in the Mishnah, Machzer Grushaso was a woman who's married in between. But here, we're assuming Shavlat Pagam Lagahuna, that the kid is not allowed to marry a Kohen. I'm not sure. Okay, because Rashi doesn't mention that, right? Now, the Bas Psu Lagahuna Kechalala, that the Vlad is a Pasul. I don't know. Okay, maybe it'll become clear as the Gemara. I'm not sure. This just popped into my head right now. Beseder. But let's. Everybody will agree in the case where you remarry a woman you divorce. So then the kid is going to be puzzled with the kahuna, meaning that the daughter is going to be. If it's a daughter, if it's a son, there's no such thing, right? There's a lot of married bas kohen. But if it's a daughter, then she is puzzled. So man hakol modim. So who agrees? So who's that? So that's Shimon HaTemani. Okay, fine. The Alpha gav because why? Because the Alpha gav damer Shimon HaTemani imam zebechavi lavin. Then in a chanami that when Shimon HaTemani disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and says that mamzerus comes through chayve krisus and not chayve lavin, right? That's only mamzerus. But he demands her lohavi pagum miyahavi. But enochanami, he's still going to be the child, the daughter is still going to be pagum. He's not going to be able to marry a kohen. And the kalvachomer me'almana from the kalvachomer from the following logic. It's a kalvachomer from an almana. Again, an almana is not allowed to marry a kohen gadol. Almana is a widow. She's not allowed to marry kohen gadol. Uma almana the kohen gadol sheini sura shavu bakol bana pagum. Right. But that case, right, it's not shavu bakol. That doesn't apply to everybody. It only applies to one person. Right, in Kali Yisrael, that's the Kohen Gadol. Right, that in that scenario, that union, that child will not be allowed to marry a Kohen. In that case, it's going to be Pagum. Zushi Sura Shava Bakol Inu Din Shibra Pagum. So this, which is ushered to everybody, right, that anyone is not allowed to remarry a woman he divorced. It must be Agav. Now that I'm thinking about it right now, it must be that she got married in between. Because a person is allowed to marry a woman he divorced. So this Isser, Sheshavah Bakol, a person is never allowed to marry a woman he divorced if she married someone else in between. So Inu Din Shebna Pagum, certainly, right, their child, their daughter, is not going to be allowed to marry a Kohen. Iko Mifrach, but you could get rid of that Kavuchomer, you can knock that out, because Ma'alamana, she came, he asked for his Chalalas. But one second, she herself becomes Pasal Leguhuna. Right, when an almana marries a kohen gadol, she becomes pasul guna. She's no longer allowed to marry a kohen. But when this woman remarries a husband that she was divorced from, she's already pasul. She was already pasul guna. So that's a different case. Right, but Odin, certainly, meaning it's not the level of severity is different. Right, in the case of the mother of kohen gadol, the woman is becoming messed up, and here the woman is already messed up. She's not, her status is not changing at all. Right, she is disgusted. Not disgusted. The pasuk talks about that. The pasuk calls it a toiva, but not okay. But her children are not. Meaning the Torah does not say anything about her children. And Odin, furthermore, right, and more, right. The tiny within the Rabbi Zahamaksa Gurushazo Vanosi Chalutzaso Vanosi Kruvas Chalutzaso. Right. Again, those are the three cases we had in our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Omer in Lo Ba. Kiddushin ve'in tzricha minu get v'ipsula v'vlad apostle v'kovados olahotzi. Basically, there is no tzvizos kiddushin, meaning they're not married. She doesn't need a get. She's pasul leguna because right, that's Rashi says that bia is going to create her as a zona. A zona, a kohen is not allowed to marry a zona. Again, a woman who has an inappropriate relationship is labeled as a zona, not allowed to marry a kohen. V'vlad apsola psula. And as Rabbi Kiva holds, right, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, the kid is a mamzer, and we force them to get a divorce. But Chacham Amar, the Chacham say no. Yesh ba kiddushin, tzuchamenu get, v'ksheira, v'lada ksheira, v'lada kasher, right, there is a tefizas kiddushin, right, he is technically halachically married, and you need a get to get out of that marriage, and she's not pasul lekuhuna, and the kid is not pasul lekuhuna. So Kamar says, laman, right, I kind of spoiled it, but when you say she's kasher, and the kid is kasher, what's that for? Lav Laguna, that must be talking about Kahuna. So we see that again, against this, that what we've been trying to say, that this child from this type of union, when the guy remarries the woman he divorced and she marries someone in between, right, so that's not going to apostle, the child is not going to be apostle Kahuna. Kumar says, lo, lakahal. Really, we're saying that the kid is kosher, lava lakahal, meaning, i.e., it's not a mamzer. But Rabbi Kiva, right, well, hold it is a mamzer. The Chachamim hold it's not a mamzer. But Taka still, as we pointed out before, it's going to be pasul laguna. The Gemara says, okay, be'ihachi. Well, if you're telling me that Vlad a kosher, right, that the kid is kosher, that means the Vlad is not a mamzer. So he ksher laman. What the parallel case of that she's kosher, the woman is kosher. What is that saying, right? Ilei melakahal. If you'll tell me she's not a mamzer, well, she's not, obviously. When we say that a woman is mizana, she has inappropriate relationship, so she doesn't become possible to marry a Jew. Right? Must be that we're talking about kahuna. Must be that we're talking that she's possible kahuna. Right? So to the kid. And Kumar says, midi aria, that's not a good proof. Hakadiza vakadiza. How do you know that the word kosher in this Bryce, so it means the same thing. Maybe we're saying the woman is possible kahuna and the kid is possible kashal lekahal. That the kid is not a mamzer and the woman is not possible lekahuna. That makes sense. The Ketani Reisha, because we said in the beginning of the Brisa, Hipsula Vlada Puzzle, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, she is puzzle and the kid is puzzle. Now, what does that mean? Though that also means different things, right? Hipsula Laman, who is she puzzle to? If you'll tell me that she's a mamzer, just like we said the kid is a mamzer, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. No, Mishud Zanya, absolutely like, oh, that we don't hold that. That's not a thing that a woman has an inappropriate relationship. Doesn't become a mamzeres. She doesn't become puzzled to marry a Jew. Right? It must be that the woman is puzzled to be married a Kohen. We've loved the puzzle the man. And who's the kid puzzle? Elim the Kahuna, if you tell me that the kid is puzzled the Kahuna, halakal kasher, implying that the kid is kasher. No, I'm Rabbi Kiva, Vlad Mamzer. No, Rabbi Kiva just said in our Mishnah that the Vlad kid is a Mamzer. El Lepshita, no, it must be that Lakahal that we're talking about, that kid is puzzle the call, and we derisha hakidiza vakidiza sefanami hakidiza hakidiza. Must be that the word kosher and puzzle in both of these scenarios mean different things if you're talking about different people. So okay, so that's the kasha, that's the third kasha we had on the Kal V'Chomer, that gets rid of that. Hito eva nami, and the fact that you're telling me hito eva vein sarasa toeva, right, avo banat tovin. And we said the implication is that she's the toeva, but not the kids. But no, the diuk you can make is he toeva vein sarasa toeva, that she's a toeva, but her co-wife is not. But the kids are tafka. Like you could assume that maybe the kids are mamzer. But the first kasha that you had is actually pretty good. El almana kasha, right? Malo almana shekini he asked from mischalalas. Again, the first thing we tried to do, we to knock out the Kal V'Chomer, is that we compare the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol to a guy who marries a woman he divorced when she had married someone who was in between. Right? How could you compare those two? The case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, the woman is becoming puzzled herself. And in the other case, in the case where the woman is getting remarried, she's already puzzled. So Gemara says, Eina Chanami. So, Ela, Iyithmar Ha'akiyam. Iyithmar. Really, this is what was said. Right? We have to change what we learned before. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Barabi. I call Moldim Ba Alechayve Krisus Shavlad Pogum. And everybody agrees that if someone who has Bia with someone who Chiv Krisus, that the kid is a Pogum, meaning he cannot marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Man Hakol Modim. What do you mean? Who is that? So that's Rabbi Yeshua. Dafa Gav the Rama Rabbi Yeshua in Mamzer Vechayve Krisus. Right? And he the Mamzer of the Havi, Pogum Yahavi. And even the Rabbi Yeshua holds that we'll see this later, that there's no Krisus. There's no mamzerus from Chayv Krisus. Really, rather, someone that's Chayv Misus Bezdin is going to have Krisus. Is going to have mamzerus. Only anything that's, let's say, Mr. Skila, whatever, that's Rabbi Shushita and Daf Memtes, I think. Now, that for some reason, I'm snagging on that detail. But okay, even though Rabbi Yeshua himself holds. Yeah, okay, that's Rashi says. Good, excellent. Baruch Hashem. Only the Chayv Misus Bezdin is going to be Krisus. Even by Chayvi Mises Beis Din, there's going to be Mamzerus. But by case by Chayvi Krisus, there's not going to be Mamzerus. That being said, right, Pogom Yahavi. Still, the kid is going to be puzzled like Kahuna. In the case where the marriage or the Bia was Usher Chiyav Kares. And that's a Kal V'Chomer me'almana. That's a Kal V'Chomer from Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Because Uma Almana L'Kohen Gadol She'ini Surisham Bakal B'na Pogom. So, by the same Kal V'Chomer that we had before, just like an Almana L'Kohen Gadol is an Isra, it's only Shaykh for one guy, but we see that her kid is Pasul L'Kohuna, Zusha Yisura Shavu Bakol, this Isra Karis, which does apply to everybody, in Odin Shabna Pagum, certainly the kid is going to be Pagum. If you tell me, an Almana L'Kohen Gadol, that woman is going to become Mischalas, she's not going to be able to marry Cohen after that, Chanami, so here too. So to over here, again, we said that any woman who has an inappropriate relationship, so that's going to make her into a zona who's unable to marry a Kohen. So to over here, right? Again, a woman who violates some sort of Isser Karis, and she's going to end up as a zona and not going to be able to marry a Kohen. Okay, Shkoyach Kol Rabosai, we'll invite on the Halak Hashas tomorrow. Have a good night and a great day or night, depending on where. Someone made a good Ha'ara. It shouldn't be have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this. It should be have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this. Okay, Modim, Makabel, I accept. In either way, have a good night.